Well, glad you could join us. A beautiful, beautiful Sunday here. Only a couple of weeks away from Michigan's major. I can't believe Championship Sunday is just 2 weeks from today. Boy, it really crept up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including a couple of the guys that I'm with tonight. Three of the guys that I'm with, as a matter of fact. Mike Fay, BC, Jordan Young. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Uncle's Day. Can I say that, Mr. Rieger?
Uh-huh.
The world's greatest uncle, Dave Rieger.
We gave him a little chocolate covered.
He's not a bad guy.
What is this thing called?
Bronco. A pretzel.
Pretzel.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Scheffler's grad party last night in Carlson. But
outstanding.
Yeah.
Are you in the same routine right now? I'm in so many graduation parties. It's unbelievable.
So
really? Don't reply.
You don't do it for real.
Don't reply.
Last year I went to three. My son had one the year before. I think I've been to four total ever. We don't do that in Canada.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I know you had one last week.
We had one last week. And of course, it didn't rain for 23 straight days, and it poured the entire time.
That's right. You got hailed on?
I mean, it was miserable.
It was brutal.
It really was. And it was funny because then when it started pouring, we had every kid at our house. So instead of going to the next graduation party, mm-hmm. every kid stayed at our house. I'm not joking. We had probably one-fifth of Northville's graduating class at our house.
Was the chef cranky?
No, you know what? We went out to a local Middle Eastern place, and we got it all catered that way.
I thought you were going to smoke up the place.
I wanted to. My wife was like, no.
You got shot down?
Shake hands and kiss babies and all that.
I want to see that face.
Careful
what
you
that
say.
Face?
We're on air here.
Can I show that face to your wife?
No. Mike Fay as well. Mike, trust everything well. Your daughter just got done with her sophomore year, right?
Yes, she did. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there up here, up north, celebrating with my family, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
all of us
absolutely.
Guys getting together.
U.S. Open, of course, underway. Now, I want to get to this because
Punk of the week already.
We had a conversation about this earlier, and I purposely didn't respond. I usually respond, but I was like, no, I'm saving this for the air. I'm saving it for the air. I absolutely loved the U.S. Open in primetime last night. Like sitting on my couch at 8 o'clock, watching this on a Saturday night, it was like I was making jokes to my family. I said, this is what Father's Day should be. Leave me alone. I'm on the couch. I'm watching this.
That's the way every night.
6:36 start time.
It is.
6:36 start time.
I loved it, but.
It's like a hockey game.
BC brought something up, and I 100% agree. From 8 o'clock to, I would say, about 10:20.
Good night.
It was outstanding. I loved watching it. When it got dark, it was silly. It was silly watching. It really was.
I mean, why'd they do that? I mean, they had the same amount of players today. They moved it up.
An hour.
Yeah.
What's the
2:30 was the start time for the last group today.
You know what? I'm in bed for 2 hours when they're done. My wife and I watched it for an hour. I'm like, we both were starting to fall asleep. It was brutal.
More importantly, though, why did they start at 9:30?
Yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah,
these guys, it's a major, and they got to play two or three holes in like shadows and dark.
Yep,
that doesn't make sense. Like normally, they probably would have blew the horn. And they would have come out and played two more holes the next day.
Yeah.
But I think they forced them to kind of finish. I didn't hear the telecast. I didn't hear the conversation.
I just saw it. I was in bed, but it's brutal. That's all I can say.
Mike,
brutal, boring.
Mike, did you feel the same way? Listen, this wasn't the match. This wasn't even some, not to disrespect, this was a major on prime time on a Saturday night. It was great for a while until it wasn't.
Hey, well, I just passed out all of a sudden. I remember like the really good shot that Fowler hit on the par three. And then all of a sudden it was in the morning talking to my bride and saying, hey, did he make that putt? I don't know. I fell asleep too. So that's where I was.
The ninth.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean,
well, Scheffler makes that.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just don't know about.
Scheffler makes that great shot.
Yeah. I saw it.
Mike, Say it. You know.
Say it, Mike.
Say it.
Be like
not
me.
Very good.
Yeah, just let it go.
Not good. And not happy at all about that. I don't Scheffler like makes, watching things on replay.
Scheffler makes it. Yeah. Scheffler makes that miraculous shot on 17 and it's dusk. It's like that's
what I'm saying. One more.
Yeah, and he's got exactly. And I'm sitting there going, "What are we doing?" It went from this is really cool to okay, what are we doing? Like I texted out, I go, "Wow, this is great." And then, what are we doing here? You know,
my wife chiming in, terrible commentators.
Was it terrible?
Tell her thanks for the pizza.
Yeah,
tonight.
Thanks for the pie there.
Yes,
honey.
Appreciate that.
But Jordan, to your point, this is a major. It should be treated as a major.
We could have done a better job.
Yeah.
We could have said we're starting at this time so the guys can all complete the round, whether it takes 4 hours, 420, 420, 520, figure it out.
Yeah.
So they figured out today and they push it ahead an hour. I mean, was there some kind of magical thing we didn't know about that they need to start at 9:30?
For what it's worth right now, Rory and Clark are
10
atop the leaderboard at 10. Under Ricky Fowler has dropped a stroke. I'm going to repeat what I told these guys off the air before the show started. Scheffler at 7 under. Jordan, you said it best. I think most people are rooting for Ricky.
Ricky.
I think that's safe to say. All right.
I would think if you asked everybody in the country, I would say probably 75% are pulling for Ricky.
He's been due for a while, et cetera, et cetera.
And of those 75, maybe 35% or less think they will.
Win. Well, and that's what I was going to say right. To you guys. As I was watching it yesterday, it coming down the stretch, especially when he missed that next to a gimme at 18.
We couldn't see
I thought to myself, oh, okay, is how's he going to respond from that? How's he is he going to come out? You know, is that going to tick him off because he lost the lead? He was going to be all by himself at the top of it. He missed that near gimme. I don't want to. It wasn't a gimme. Okay,
it was 2.5 feet.
It was two and a half.
No, it was longer than that. It was three feet, like 11 inches. They said.
Oh, really? Was
yeah.
it? That's
and then here's my response to that is when he made the bomb on the par three. I don't know if it was it nine. I don't know what hole it was, but he made like a bomb. It was probably.
It was like 60
feet.
Yeah, I think
fringe,
67. I think
he didn't respond.
Yeah,
he just went and pricked up his ball and went in. Now, he did make a couple of hand gestures after he missed the putt, and he made the second putt on 18. But then he went and signed autographs after he came out of the press box for I don't know how long. It might have been 20 or 30 minutes. He didn't leave until he signed them all.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe he just – I think he's in a good mental space right now. I hope he pulls through. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? You got McIlroy. I think Clark might wind up winning. And I don't know where he's at.
I'd like him to win it, personally.
Just one thing before we go to the break. I just want to three words, not a merger. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Is that an official logo? Is that a?
That's taped on.
It's not one of those like new hats with the.
Oh,
with
look
the
what's underneath
thing.
It! Look what's underneath it! L-I-B.
And those who aren't watching online, BC has a piece of tape, a two-sided tape with nut and merger written on there. Actually, nice spelling, by the way.
It's
the best print job I've ever
made. I had to look it up.
You did not do that.
I did it.
That's your handwriting?
That's my penmanship. Yes.
That's great.
That's the best penmanship I've ever seen you make in 25 years.
Yeah, it's.
I think we were talking about
it. And there's a lip golf logo underneath it.
Sean, it's a.
What's that, Mike?
And wasn't it that we talked about last week? It's a. Sponsored partnership.
Yeah.
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 Sponsored partnership.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you know
it
what?
Is.
It's called a capital infusion. When somebody puts capital in their company, they own it.
I couldn't believe for the life of me. We haven't had a chance to talk about this. I know, BC, you and I have privately. How more people didn't see how this was going to end. Boggles my mind. This is something I know. I'll let you in on a little secret. We all kind of talked about this a long time ago, and it is amazing to me. Now, I was caught off guard when it happened? Absolutely. Uh-huh. Did I expect it as quickly? No. But this was how it was going to end. There was no other way. This is how it was going to end, BC.
Money, 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 money.
You got it.
Not money. Going away.
Nope. Too much money. All right. More on the U.S. Open. Of course, we've got the LPGA.
Meyer Classic.
Mike Fay is all over the Meyer Classic. Not too far from here. And lots of U.S. Open coverage. Glad you could join us. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night, taking you up to the Michigan Panthers down in Ford Field. Glad you could join us here on a Sunday night. Happy Father's Day, 760 WJR. Well, firm and fast were the words that we heard before this tournament. It was funny. I was watching some stuff on the Golf Network Wednesday night. And it's
PGA Tour Channel.
PGA Tour Channel, sorry.
sorry.
I probably heard 10 different guys use the term firm and fast. And I think we saw that the first day, a couple of 62s out there, and we'll see what today holds. But again, just before we jump over to the Meyer Classic and the LPGA, Mike Fay's all over that. Just a reminder in case you're in your car, you don't got a chance to see what's going on. Rory and Wyndham Clark atop the leaderboard at 10 under Ricky. Ricky Fowler just a stroke back.
So, Sean, so I'd say if you are in your car and you're not watching it on your phone or something, you're an idiot. Come on, multitask and watch the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Now, am I liable for saying that on WJR right now?
Or to set your alarm for 8 o'clock and watch the back nine.
Yeah, watch the back nine.
you can also do that. Yeah, you can also do that.
If you want to take a little siesta before we get to 8 p.m., catch the back nine.
Of course, leave your radio on to Michigan Panther football.
That's right.
As well.
That's right, right, Mike?
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Chris got a win to get in today.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. The Generals.
Mike Fay, just a couple hours away, the Meyer LPGA taking place. Beautiful course out there. I've had a chance to get out there. What do you got for us?
Yes, over at Blyfield, we had from Ireland, Leona Maguire, firing the, I believe I was checking, the low round of the day of 64 to win by two shots over Arya Jakarnagaran, your favorite player, Mr. Jordan Young. And that's right. Just a personal note on her. My daughter and I got to meet her when we went down to the Solheim Cup. And I tell you what, you want to talk about an outstanding young lady. And spending all this time with us and talking to my daughter. We are big fans of her. So that was really, really cool to see today. We had a hole-in-one today by Jennifer Kupchow. In case you guys didn't see it, it was on the
13th.
Let's see. Ace the par 3 fifth hole today with a pitching wedge from 125. Oh. And CME will donate $20,000 to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital as part of the CME Group Cares Challenge. So pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
very
pretty
cool.
Awesome, right?
How about Maguire?
Finish?
Leona, 6 under the last six. She had an eagle, four birdies and a par. Came back from one back.
That's pretty right. Cool. Yeah. Very, very good.
That's a good
love
finish.
It. Yeah, it was really good. So hopefully all of you guys that are listening to us tonight got to watch the ladies over there. It's pretty cool that we've got a few tournaments with the LPGA Tour right here at home.
Yeah.
Leona Maguire takes home $375,000. Mike, I'm not even going to try the young lady's name from Thailand, so I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you ahead of time. Finishing second with $230,318. So there you go. There's
come on,
your
give it a shot.
What did you say? 321?
Yeah. $230,000, 318. Yep.
230, not 320?
No.
That's second place.
Place. Second. Oh, okay. First place was 375.
I'm sorry. Jordan can say it, Sean. Jordan knows how to say it. Arya.
Jutanagarn.
There it is.
Jutanagarn.
Yeah.
Jutanagarn.
So it is Jutanagarn? Okay.
She's got a sister, Mo.
Yeah.
Mo May.
All right. Outstanding. So, yeah, that's it. That's a beautiful course. You guys have been out there, right?
I feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Spot. Cool place. Like the river.
Meyer puts on a wonderful show out there. They really have. If you haven't had a chance to get out there and see it with your own two eyes, I've been fortunate enough to do some live broadcasts from out there. So Yes. By the way, Jason Langwell unfortunately can't join us tonight.
What, he's out?
But we can talk a few special things.
I would love to. Yeah. But dude, we're only a couple weeks away. It's insane.
What's it? I guarantee he's on the back nine or two.
So not to stir things up. not to stir things up, but
here we go. Here we go. We got Sergeant coming.
356,000 is 14th place for 14th place in the US Open
today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did she win? 375 for winning?
Okay, so yeah. 386 is 13th.
375.
Yeah.
No.
Now, I'll just leave it there.
All right, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I'll ask you. How do we change that? How do we get?
I don't know if it will change, to be honest with you. Unless somehow.
Oh, it will.
Unless somehow
it will.
It comes from
not a merger.
I knew you were going there.
Unless it comes from a merger, the sponsored friendship or whatever.
Sponsored partnership.
I mean, that would be a big headway for them to do.
Oh, it'd be huge. Absolutely.
Yeah. New leader, Wyndham Clark. Anyway, Mikey.
That's just a little.
Mikey, I think that's been their plan the whole time.
I think so,
too. That's been my suspicion with the, because they own 40% of it anyway with the.
The other stuff they do.
Aramco. Yeah, Aramco owns 40% of the LPGA Tour. So what's wrong with another 25, 30%? Let's get some capital infusion. Let's go.
How bad? What's the bad side?
Nobody works harder for their product than the LPGA Tour.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I mean, all this talk about the guys, money, money, money. I'm like, what about the ladies?
Yeah, there's.
Who's the best? Who's the best? Who's got the best golf swing in the world?
The Mike, women's soccer team.
The ladies do.
A big fuss for a long time.
Amy Yang,
right?
Best golf swing in the world.
Jordan, I was
not. I'm not taking sides. I'm just trying to like stir up the pot here a little bit. But
no, it's
there's sponsors and people validity. Are going to go watch.
There's validity.
And then now, what are we going to do? Same thing for hockey. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I was going to tell you, I was actually broadcasting the Women's World Championship when it was in Plymouth. Yeah. And if you remember, the U.S. ladies said, okay, we're going to go on strike.
Yeah, I remember that.
Literally the night before the tournament started. Yeah. And these women are rock stars in the hockey community. Mm-hmm. They really are. And so when they said
Both the most decorative any women's athletes other than Olympic athletes.
No question.
In any sport.
When they said they were going to go on strike, like you should have seen the movement. You could see like literally the rink moving around.
It was scattering.
Like people were scattering going, we got to do something about that. And amazingly, they found a way the next day. But at BC along the lines, and I knew you were going there. What's the downside of that? They're working their tails off across the board. I think that everybody wins, right?
It sucks.
I just think it's going to be engulfed into all of that, and it's going to get pushed out.
It has to, because again, I think a stumbling block the PGA Tour 7-8 years ago, they could have taken it over, and we wouldn't be here again.
Yeah,
another boo-boo.
Plus, I think it looks good for the investment group.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt about it.
And that's their, I believe,
their end game.
That's their end game, is to get a better public image and a better end product for the world.
Do you know they're our second biggest trading partner next to China?
I didn't even know that, really? Wow.
All right, next topic.
No, I mean, you know what I was going to say to Mike Fay? I saw him waving his hand. Mike knows a little something about female golfers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a ton of young and upcoming bright female golfers like his daughter, and I think
there's
it's about time they get their due.
There is a whole bunch. Yeah. It has been so much fun going through this with her and watching all the kids grow up and all that stuff. We have to support our kids and the girls playing. And the amount of time it takes to be good at this game is amazing, right? I mean, it really does. You got to be committed. And, it's good to see these kids out. I was just going to say that next week we've got the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Baltusrol, the lower course this year.
Nice.
Next year.
Back to the Northeast where the majors belong.
Yes, in Springfield, New Jersey. And the purse is $9 million for that.
Are they playing the upper, Mike? They're probably playing
the upper. They're playing the lower.
They're playing the lower. Wow.
The lower, baby. So
I had two girls today, two younger high school girls, and they're just kind of starting to get going. And they were kind of asking me and challenging me a couple things I was saying to them. I said, hey, do you guys play the piano? They said, yeah. I just said, are you guys pretty good? oh yeah, we're really good. Like, did it take you like a year to learn? What were you like when you first started to play? So we weren't very good. I go, well,
there you go.
Playing golf is like playing the piano. If I tried playing something right now, I'd be really, really bad at it. And I'd probably be bad for a long time. So get used to an 8 or 10 or 12 year project if you want to be really good at it.
I mean, right. It's just like piano. They get an instructor, right? You know, the same thing, right? No different.
But when I aim right, my ball goes to the right. I'm like, well, yeah, because you haven't learned to square the face up yet.
But
one swing isn't going to do it, you know? But that goes for everybody.
Let's talk a little bit about Detroit's major when we come back. We'll keep an eye, obviously, on what's going on out in L.A. Unfortunately, we can't check in with Jason Langwell tonight. Hopefully, we can double back with him next week. And a lot of excitement, a lot of names still popping up. It's just every year it gets bigger and better. We'll talk about that next. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us here, 760. WJR. Well, welcome back in. Spin on Golf, 6:34 on a Sunday night. Happy Father's Day to you out there. Don't forget Michigan Panther football. Chris Renwick, Jehu Colcrick, coming up 7 o'clock, straight up 7 o'clock. Rocket Mortgage Classic, 2 weeks from today, Championship Sunday of Detroit's major. Just a programming note, I know WJR is going to be out there. I don't know specifically which show is going to be out there, which days. I know that there, in all likelihood, I'm going to be out there with Sports Wrap on Thursday night, Friday night, and then I'll be back with you guys on Sunday for the two-hour show. But, of course, in years gone by, we aren't out there for 2 hours. We're out there for many, many hours.
Yeah.
It's just a fun time, and if you haven't been down yet, chances are if you're listening to this show, you've been down there. But if you haven't been down there, go down there. They go out of their way to make it fan friendly.
It's going to be way better. Again.
Yeah.
Really?
Every year. Really.
I mean, more boxes. I mean, what, they have 7?
Yeah.
Seven boxes this year. Platforms. It's just like unbelievable.
I'm sure we'll hear more names, but of course, the headliners, Tony Finau, the defending champion. Boy, was he on a run last year. Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, who, oh, by the way, is a couple strokes back now.
Wouldn't it be great if he could win? And that would just make the Rocket even.
Absolutely.
Although I think he's still going to be good with what he's getting shown here over the last 3 days. But man, if he could win, that would be huge.
And you know what? In keeping with what Rocket Mortgage Classic is all about, I would be remiss if I didn't mention how they continuously give back to the community. It is incredible. Whether it be the efforts to bridge the digital divide with changing the course, the numbers have skyrocketed. If I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head, they said it was about 40% 3 years ago, and it's now over 70%.
Yeah, I think it was 72.5%. They gave the exact number.
Oh,
it's pretty incredible. It was mentioned on Paul W. show too.
Well, as much as we have talked about it, I think it bears repeating. I mean, you want to talk about giving back. You want to talk about being charitable. I don't think anybody does it like the PGA, the golf world as a whole, because
good
it's not
picks.
A merger. Is that good?
That was good.
Thank you. Tip of the cap to both of you.
Jeez, about time.
Come on, Mike, help me out here.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. You're going down in flames. You're going down in flames.
Yeah. Man. No, it's fun. And I know, Mike, it was awesome to see your daughter out there last year and watch how excited she was as well. Because to me, that's what it's all about. We're all dads and watching your kid out there and saying, oh my gosh, Tony Finau just walked by, or whoever the case may be. That's a pretty cool thing.
He's giant. He's a giant, Dad. Look how tall he is. Yeah. It's just fun, right? And very, very cool. And to see all the kids out there too. I mean, just enjoying it and cheering for their favorites. It was a lot of fun.
We got a couple of kids that got sponsors exemptions, right?
Yeah.
Gordon Sargent, which is a bomber, an absolute bomber, not a big kid, bomber.
God.
And Sam Bennett, which I'm excited to see him come to Detroit. And he had a rough day yesterday, I think 79, but man, he was right there. He was 5 under.
It's okay.
So
he's in a good spot in this early in his career.
It's good. They're both coming as sponsors exemptions to the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Tell me about Sargent. I know you mentioned big bomber. He's just not a big guy. Well, he just hits the ball well.
Well, he's got a great swing. Obviously, he played at the Masters. Everybody's talking to him about the Masters. But just picture a rocket launcher right here and just exploding right off really? Into the range.
I mean, he swung hard at it, too. He swings.
I don't know what his numbers is, but I know he's the talk of all the guys. Yeah,
215 ball speeds.
No kidding.
And 170 is pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
175.
215. I mean, 215. 215. I mean, that's when he's all out. But I think he's cruising at 200.
There is nothing like seeing it up close and personal. I don't care what anybody says. There's
sound.
Nothing. Yeah.
The sound is like there's. We hit it. Sounds like.
Yeah. There's
we're like 158, 160. If
I take that, that'd be great. 148. I'm throwing changeups out there, Mike.
What, like for me, I mean, even coming out, you know, when they're just screwing around on Wednesday and whether it be the pro am, whatever, just watching the guys hit the ball, it's there's just this sound, and you're like you gasp and you can hear like an audible gasp because you're just not used to seeing dudes hit the ball like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell on TV, but like, you know, Rory on number one yesterday, he hit it 378 or 388. And then I think he had, what, 205 to the flag and 181 to the front edge. And I had to look twice. See, they had called him with a 9-iron. And he flew it to the front edge. He wasn't swinging crazy, but they just – I mean, this hole is like 600-plus yards.
And our buddy here – Reek said, his clubs are jacked up.
Yeah, his clubs are jacked up.
Actually, Rory's clubs are old standard.
You can't stick up for yourself. You don't have a mic over there, right?
Well, if Rieger can find a way to hate, he's going to find a way to hate. And I mean, I'm going to take these shots right now.
The Broncos.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. The Broncos, right?
He loves Rory, he says. He loves Rory. Rory must be a Bronco fan, too. Yeah.
There it is.
That's another reason not to like him. Weenie.
Yeah. Mike Faye's got an orange shirt on. So today, Mike Faye's okay with Rieger because he's wearing an orange shirt.
That's fine.
Do you guys think about the golf course here, LA Country Club? Like 22,000 fans only allowed to get in. I heard it's been a little bit of a logistic, I don't want to say nightmare, but. I guess it is.
I was reading that today as well.
I mean, I heard guys even before the telecast start say this is going to be different. I'm not sure. I kind of love the bunkering. I like the way it looks, but it just seems a little different for me. I know BC's going to have his trumped opinion.
I can't.
But
I can't chime in because I can't keep it G.
You can't. I can't. What's G? Is that different than PG?
Yeah, PG.
Politically gross?
Yeah, I guess. I can't. I think it's awful. That's all I can say. I think it's just awful.
You think the golf course is awful or just
no,
the presentation?
No, I don't think the whole presentation, the whole, I don't know, the telecast, just not groovy at all.
So you said we were talking earlier on text back and forth this morning, and I was driving here, and you were like, they messed it up again. They screwed it up again. I'm like, yeah, I go kind of like Chambers Bay. Now, Chambers Bay was kind of a disaster. It was a disaster telecast-wise.
Yeah,
it
Fox.
It was a disaster golf course-wise because I don't know what happened, but the greens were just totally jacked. They looked like, they were just dead and bumpy, mm-hmm. and they were so fast, and the golf course was weird. And I mean, but I agree, the golf course was a big golf course, and it was more modern.
Right.
This one is very old school. Probably redone and
Stanley Thompson. Well, again, I guess if you want a U.S. Open, you have to use Gil Hans. And I have yet to see one of Gil Hans's redos that are worth the hill of beans. Oh, okay, that's going to get about 26 text messages on my phone here in a second. But I really don't think, I mean, they're going by this line, Mike, of Gil Hans's designs. I mean, does anybody else know how to design a golf course besides this guy?
Yeah, watching Rory, I believe it was yesterday on the par five there, to whack it around the tree and 226, what are you hitting? 6-iron, bounces it over the bunker, onto the middle of the green. You know, it's just like, okay.
You bounce one over the bunker? Under the
I don't mind that, Mike, because it's, you know, that's golf. You know, that's the way it is in the old country. Just take wacky bounces here and there. But don't make it. Don't copy something that was done in the 1800s and expect the same result here in the United States. You know, Is that what we've come to? Okay, we want to make it rough and tough looking like it used to be. And this, come on, it's modern golf. Come on, let's make, get on with it. Let's do something different.
I do like the short par three, though.
Yeah. You know what? And Chambly. You know why I like it? Because Chambly hates it.
I don't even know how he's doing. I like it.
To your point, I was reading this, Jordan, on Barstool, because the Barstool guys are just teeing off, pun intended, on the LACC.
Oh, are they?
details on the LACC tickets, 23,000 for sale to the general public, but 14,000 of those were for hospitality.
Oh, wow.
Those are very expensive.
So 8,000.
8,000 walkers.
Yeah, only 9,000 GA warriors. These are the people that bring the energy, the atmosphere, and that's just a shockingly low number. This has been the corporate open.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
is it? Is it because of logistics and parking and just the way where it is? I mean, what's the deal?
I mean, look at the grandstands there on number one.
What grandstands?
Whatever that wall is. Whatever.
I mean,
that
are there any?
Is. I don't know.
I don't even see anybody there.
You hear people. I mean. My wife and I turned on not a podcast, but a link from my phone so I could hear maybe the gallery. Nothing. Yeah. I was like, is there anybody there?
It's like watching a club championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike,
it's probably more people at the Invitational this week over at, I don't know.
Yeah. Red Run or something. But, yeah. But you know, Mike,
Wingate.
Don't players play on that? Emotions, the crowd's roaring, you know. Let's go.
For sure. I mean, I think you could probably put all the people that were there inside Lionel Richie's house.
You're probably right.
You know what, BC, to your
Between
point.
Between that and the Playboy Mansion, for sure.
I'm sure you guys will remember last year, I thought the last hour of the tournament at the DGC was awesome. There was like an electricity that it wasn't just hearing it. You could feel electricity.
It, right? Exactly.
It was really,
like, look at,
really cool.
Look at what, there's nobody there.
Some of those overhead shots are awful. They really are. They're,
I mean, it looks like some of those presidential campaign runs.
Boy from Miami.
Are we? We're not going down that road, are we?
I just had to throw that out there.
Clark with a one-stroke lead over Rory. He's at 11 under. Rory, 10 under. Fowler, I think that's 8 under now.
Yes. You missed that.
I believe that's 8
fun,
under
huh?
now. So,
yeah. Oh, man.
That's what I...
Two over for Fowler.
I told you, Jordan, I feared it before the round even started.
Come on, Ricky.
The way it finished yesterday for Ricky, I worried about carryover, and hope he can find it.
Not worried about it.
Okay.
Not worried
about it.
All right,
I'm going to defer to you, that's for sure.
Let me tell you what, those last three holes.
Oh, yeah.
Just brutal.
Well, we got to get some birdies here.
Yeah, he's got to get it back to even and then just kind of hang out. All right, we're doing a little later.
All right, final segment of the show, taking you up to Michigan Panther football. Chris Renwick, Jehu Kalkrick will be along. Glad you could join us Sunday night here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Welcome back in. Glad you could join us. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here at beautiful Fox Hills. Boy, it was packed today, wasn't it?
It was. It's always
what,
busy.
What day hasn't it been?
Yeah, when I pulled in, I had to park way back there. Like,
You didn't get VIP parking?
No,
you don't have a slot.
Pull in.
The guy who runs this place won't give me one.
There's a sign there that says Polygian.
Rieger parked there.
It's right next to the dumpster.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
See that silver truck? Yeah, that's me right there. But beautiful day out here, and definitely, if you need some tips, come see these guys too.
Scheffler just whipped it so far left on this par three. I mean,
it's gone.
And then gone. I'll tell you what, if that guy in the bucket hat tries to walk down there and find it, he ain't coming back either. He's done.
He could just bury him with the ball. Just keep going, buddy.
I told Courtney before this started. Courtney and I had a chance to talk this week, and I told Courtney I like Scheffler personally, and I'm with you. I think he's fading a little bit. Is this a three-horse race right now? Would you call it a three-horse race between Clark, McIlroy, and Ricky?
Well, if Scheffler is out of this hole, it's definitely a three-horse race. I mean, if he's – I don't know if he can make a bogey. I think he's going to make double, drop to five. Now you got guys at 11, 10, and 9 – or 11, 10, and 8. And those other guys are way back. So they'd be six shots back. I mean, that's a long ways to come in –
It's too 11 much.
Holes.
It's too much. I mean, I can see the last few holes. You're going to make a couple of bogeys, but if you're four or five back with four or five to go, you're done.
Mike Fay, who do you got your eye on? Is there somebody you think is going to be the cream that rises at the top here the rest of this?
Well, like we were talking earlier, my hope is Ricky gets his win, but I have a feeling McIlroy is going to put it down. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. As long as we don't make a double. I mean, that's how it goes. You can just barely hit it a foot off the fairway and just be all done.
Well, Wyndham just put it up to like, fun. What, I mean,
how about the
five
shot
feet?
How about the shot he just hit from that line?
Yeah, five uphill. Feet on the short par four. He's going to go to 12 under if he makes that. And he's four shots clear of Rory through six. So he's a third of the way through the round. He might have a four-shot lead over Ricky. And then I don't know what Rory's going to be at, but I don't know.
Shoffley came up short on an eagle putt, but should be a birdie putt.
Yeah, but he's hitting three.
Look at that. Look at that.
I don't know. Is that a hazard? Is that where we are here?
What would he be dropping it from?
TIO, unplayable. Antil? Could be the old fire ant. Look, there's an ant.
Burrowing hole.
Yeah, having a big conversation deep in the woods. This could be huge. Oh, look at that lie as well.
I wasn't sure what kind of an event it was when I walked in the Learning Center and turned the TV on live on the Golf Channel, and it's nobody that really plays golf on the Golf Channel. I'm like, who's this Mark Rolfing guy? Mr. Hawaii? I mean, can he just go away? Mr. Are they that desperate for people on the Golf Channel?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I wish I could tell you. I don't.
I heard Greg Norman's looking for a job.
I don't think he needs the dough right now.
No, I
think he's okay.
I think he's all right.
I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't think he's done yet, actually.
Really?
No.
Oh, boy. When BC has that sly smile on his face, that sly smile screams, I know something you don't.
That's what he wants you to think.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
that. That's what he wants you to think.
I don't know.
All right, Jordan, BC, I'm going to put you guys on the spot, too. Who's going to finish this?
Wyndham Clark.
Yep. Yeah. I gave it to Wyndham.
Okay.
Rory's, what, 0 for 7 the last – how many – get in there.
Get in there. Come on,
0
Ricky.
For 7 the last bunch of times when he's had it in contention to lead or to win. I'm not saying that he's supposed to win them all, but I don't know if he's going to get it done.
It's such a – crappy deal. This whole thing's crappy. He can win this one. I don't care.
Wyndham's playing the best golf.
He is. I think he has been for a while as well.
It's a great story.
Scheffler out of the woods.
Mom passing away, right?
Yeah.
From cancer a bunch of years back. And,
yep.
And she told him to do great things and believe in all this, you know, just a great message. And he's fought his way back. And it's pretty cool. And he just won it. He won what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago for his first win. I just think he's ready to take a major.
All right, it'll be interesting to see. As we mentioned earlier, I think it'd be fun, especially with Ricky coming to the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Ricky to win.
Ricky to win.
Absolutely.
I'm all for Ricky winning.
That would be all about the fun. Clark, I can see. I can't tell what hole he's on. You guys are gonna have.
How about the putters? They both have the same putter.
Thank you, Mike.
And Wyndham Clark, who went to Oklahoma State, who was a Cowboy like Ricky Fowler, and then Trent, and he was an All American. I think he was a freshman All Conference. Then he went to Oregon, and became All Conference there. Ricky was his mentor, kind of as a youngster. And so they're playing a practice round and they're messing around with the putters. They end up going with the same putters. And then Ricky cut his putter down an inch and replaced it with a different grip. So he cut his down an inch and put the same putter and same grip on it. And they played together yesterday. And they're playing today.
Speaking of that putter, he just nailed a birdie putt to go up two strokes.
They've been putting great, too, the two of them.
Yeah. This is a fantastic finish, and hopefully it'll be light when they finish.
Hopefully I'll be awake when they finish.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap at home after my drive and then wake up and watch the last six, 7 holes.
This is one of those things that, BC, I know you're an early riser, and I got to do the Paul W. show tomorrow. It's like,
it's not going to happen.
I got to go to bed, man.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I got to go to bed.
I got to meet Pied at the gym at 6 o'clock, and then I got to go watch them. Oh, no, we're playing the tournament tomorrow. That's right. Yeah. No, that's Tuesday. Forget it. That scraps that. O'clock. I don't even know what time it is.
But we'll be up. We'll listen to you.
Yeah, we'll morning. Be listening. Oh, I'm always
be
listening.
In the car, appreciate driving it. By downtown Detroit.
Appreciate it. I'm gonna do my best to – I kind of like your idea. It might be wise to take a little nap. And so my body will go, okay, cool. But the problem is that my body's going to – when I go to bed, like at 11:30 or whatever, my body's going to act, oh, are we going to take another nap now? That's how my body always acts when I do that. So,
DC, you got time for a hard place. Your nomination?
Yeah. USGA. Screw them. I mean, this sucks.
Didn't even get the, like, punk of the week.
I was about to say I was going to give him the last minute.
You know, the people that work the event are awesome. They really were. They're so good to James and whatever, but they're awesome. But the USGA dropped the ball on this one. The whole thing sucks. End of story.
No.
Nice way to end. I think for all the times we've done Punk of the Week, I don't think there was a more encompassing Punk of the Week.
We should
see USGA.
No. Put this segment earlier so we finish more in a positive than a negative all the time.
Hey, thank you, Rieger. Thank you, Mike Parsons. Mike Fade, nice to see you guys again. Jordan, BC, we'll do it again next week here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Stay tuned for Michigan Panther football. Chris Renwick, Jehu Kalkrick on the call. Good night from Fox Hills.